When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boom! Hello and welcome to another episode of Third Degree Thursday, the show where I subject myself to you giving me the third degree. I give it to you enough times during the week, it's your turn to turn the tables. So today's question comes from Cecilia in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she writes, I'm following the steps in the Epic Pro Academy's Fast Start, and my marketing is working. My phone is ringing. I'm getting deals under contract, but I've had to cancel every contract because I haven't been able to find a buyer. Why isn't anybody buying my deals? Alrighty, so great question, Cecilia. And I bet you're not the only one out there that has this question. And I have an answer for you. Two answers, actually. And I'm going to give them to you in 30 seconds, right after this.
Alert! Alert!
Real estate investors, listen carefully. A closely guarded secret reveals that closely guarded secrets aren't really that closely guarded. Seriously, go to findmotivatedsellersasap.com to get the inside scoop on how the nation's most successful real estate investors really find their deeply discounted properties. Go to findmotivatedsellersasap.com. Deeper discounts, less secrets. findmotivatedsellersasap.com.
Why isn't anybody buying my deals? Cecilia wants to know. And there are two answers to this question, Cecilia, and I don't need too many more details from you to answer your question definitively. I mean, typically I'll start the answer to darn near every one of my questions with, it depends. But there's not too much more that depends here, maybe a little bit, but not too much. It's really kind of comes down to two reasons. The two biggest reasons that your deal won't sell is, one, it's not a deal. There's just too much demand for real estate to not find a buyer for a deal. So if you can't find a buyer, I would circle back around and look at your initial analysis of the deal. And I gave you a very specific, quick and dirty formula for how to do this last Thursday. And there's more than, there's more than one way to analyze a property, but I gave you one way that absolutely works. It's the same formula we use here in our business. We've been using that for probably the last eight, nine, 10 months or so. But the basic answer here is that nobody is buying your deal because it's not a deal. They don't see how. This is what I mean, it's not a deal. The buyer doesn't see how they're going to make money on if they buy your deal without incurring an imbalanced amount of risk. They're perceiving the risk is too high for the reward that you're offering. That's what I mean that you don't have a deal. So that's the first reason that you can't find a buyer for your deal. You don't have a deal. So the second reason is lack of exposure. Nobody knows about it. You've got this great deal, but nobody knows that you have it. Listen, as soon as you get a property under contract, it is now time to market. This is your new number one priority. If you've gotten this far, I mean, most of the hard stuff is behind you at this point. I mean, you've suited up for the game. You're in the game. The ball is in play. In fact, the ball is actually in your hands. And now it's time for you to take it to the end zone. That's what the marketing does. So once you get the property under contract, you're going to want to get the keys and or make sure the property is secure. Then you're going to want to take some pictures, preferably inside and out. But if you can only do the outside, that's fine. And it's enough. And if you can get video, hey, that'll help as well. But video, it's not required. This is just a bonus step. And then once you've got the property secured and you've got your photos, now what there's left to do is you want to decide on the sales price. How much are you going to market this property for? And typically it's going to be whatever you got the property under contract for, and then add your profit on top of that, and boom, there's your quick and dirty sales price. And then you're going to write a property description, a description of the property for your marketing. And you probably want a few versions of this. That would be great. So some examples, a few versions, like you could do one kind of in a story style. You could do one in a very descriptive style. You could do one with just bullet points, and then you can do a fourth or fifth one that's a combination of these three. So you get at least 3 to 4 versions of the property's description. Then create 10 to 15 headlines for the property. And in your headlines, I want you to focus on selling equity, selling the return on investment, the ROI. I want you to sell distress. I want you to sell opportunity. For example, investor gives up, steal $40,000 in equity. Do you see that? So the investor gives up. So this investor's in distress. So people are going to want to click on that. They think there might be an opportunity there because this investor's in distress. They're giving up. And then you follow that up with steal $40,000 in equity. Well, gosh, there's $40,000 that I'm going to be able to get because this investor's giving up. You see how someone would want to click on that. So I want you to focus on selling equity, selling return on investment, sell distress, sell opportunity. Inside the Epic Pro Academy, the top 10 headlines that we use pretty much all the time are in there in the marketing section. So go do that. You're gonna want to create 10 to 15 of these. And now, once you have all that together, you've got your photos, you've got the price, you've got your property descriptions, you've got your headlines, you're going to head on over to Craigslist and any other number of online classified sites, but Craigslist for sure, that's the granddaddy, and you're going to post your very first ad. Go ahead and just pick one of the headlines, pick one of the property descriptions, and post it. And then a few hours later, pick a different headline, pick a different description, and post it. And a few hours later, pick a different headline and a different property description and post it. In fact, you want to do this 3-4 times a day. Set a reminder on your computer or set a reminder on your smartphone to post a new ad at 8 or 9 a.m. in the morning, somewhere in there, another one at 12 p.m., and another one at 5 p.m. And once you've posted each one of your headlines, that you've gone through all 10 to 15 of them, just start over and then go ahead and repost the first one again. You know, in most cases, if you indeed have a deal under contract, this is all that you will need to do, but you got to be persistent with it. Okay? You got to be persistent. The reason you want to post 3-4 times per day, if you're going, oh my God, do I have to do that? Yes, you do. You're going to make $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 on this wholesale deal. That's pretty low on the labor scale of clicking the button to post a Craigslist ad for that type of payday. So yes, you are going to have to post multiple times a day, 3-4 times per day at least. And the reason you want to do that is because once your ad is posted, it's going to fall off of page one of Craigslist within probably a few hours. Depending on your market, it could be an hour, it might be 4 or 5 hours, but it's going to fall off rather quickly. And this whole step of the game is creating massive exposure. And if your ad falls down to page 2, page 3, page 4, nobody is seeing it. There's no exposure there. That could be a real reason why you're not selling your ads, because no one can freaking find it. Got it? So you're going to need to post again and again and again. Now, the first time around that you're posting all your ads, your 10 to 15 ads, that's going to be a little time consuming, right? It's going to take a little bit of effort there, but maybe really 5 minutes, and 5 minutes in the grand scheme of things for a $10,000, $5,000, $15,000 payday, it's nothing. But here's the great news. Once you have all of your ads posted, it's as simple as just logging into your back office, your Craigslist back office, and clicking a single button. Maybe you have to do two clicks. You have to click, I want to repost this ad, and then you have to hit the button a second time to confirm. And boom, it's up. Literally two clicks. And you just do that 3 times a day. Now, of course, you can do this, or yes, I know some of you are thinking, you can have someone else do it for you. I mean, seriously, once you get your initial ad set up, a monkey could do this. You just need a persistent and diligent monkey. Got it? All right, so once you've got your online classifieds taken care of, and you've got all of this going on, and you're posting 3 times a day, and you can do the same strategy over Backpage and what is it called, the eBay classifieds, over there, you go and Google online classifieds, you're going to get about 1,000 pages of classified ad websites. But really, Craigslist is the granddaddy. Everyone else is a distant second. Backpage is probably the next biggest one. So once you've got that going on, then you can go over to postlets.com. postlets.com. I think this website is powered by Zillow. And what that does is once you post your ad there, your property there, it's going to syndicate your property to like 20 of the most popular real estate websites. And here you can only post one. You can only post one ad here, or you only post the property once. So pick your favorite headline, pick your favorite description, and use that here. And then to Facebook, go over there and run a paid ad. Then to YouTube, if it applies, and then post a for sale sign in the front yard of the property, and then create a property flyer, and just keep on working your way down the property marketing checklist that's inside the Epic Pro Academy. And each time you go down the list, you're maximizing your exposure. But don't jump over the Craigslist part, and don't get lazy on your ad postings. I mean, you typically won't have to do more than that if you do have a deal. Craigslist, it offers a ton of exposure. That's why there's so many people there. That's where all the eyeballs are. And you want all the eyeballs on top of your deal. Got it? So, Cecilia, check there. Check in those two places. And the two places being that you actually do have a deal. So analyze your property. Make sure you're doing that part correctly. And then second is make sure that you're getting maximum exposure for your deal. And if you honestly have those two bases covered and you're still not finding anybody to buy your deals, hit me back and we'll look at everything you've got a little bit more closely. But I bet I won't hear from you because I'm 100% confident that the solution to what's currently ailing you lies in one of those two places. There may be an exception deal here or there, but you're not going to be canceling every contract. No way. Not a chance. Not if you're doing that. Okay. So one, make sure that you do actually have a deal that you think you have. And two, make sure you're maximizing your exposure. Alrighty. And if you do have a deal, an aggressive Craigslist campaign should be enough exposure to sell any deal inside of a week or two. Seriously. Hope that helps, Cecilia. Should you have a question, comment, or concern that you'd like me to address here live on the show, send it to me at matt@epicrealestate.com and type third degree in the subject line. Or leave me a voicemail on the Epic hotline at 1-888-891-7203. Did I say that right? 1-888-891-7203. And I'll play your voice right here on the air and I'll make you famous. See you tomorrow for Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.